The Syrian army has taken over militants' main positions in Al-Qalamun region in Damascus countryside. Hosh Arab and Asal al-Ward were the latest towns secured there. This was originally a telecommunications center. However, insurgents turned it into the largest arms factory and depot in Al-Qalamun. Here, Al-Nusra Front militants used to manufacture explosives and missiles. This is explosive powder and materials they put inside mortars.
This is the last point where militants were in before escaping. We are in the main arms cache for the militants. This is where they fired rockets from at Lebanese and Syrian soil. Some militants were killed. Many escaped to Lebanon.
In Hosh Arab town, Al-Qaeda militants established a mini-hospital. The mess and food left behind confirm that they rushed out in a hurry, running from the Syrian army. Most of the equipment was smuggled from Lebanon. Medicines, machines, and other medical needs were mainly made in Lebanon and Saudi Arabia. The amount of medicines stored indicates how well-equipped and fortified the militants were. We reached the ancient town of Ma'loula, where the crew of Al-Manar TV station was shot dead on Monday by militants. These are the bodies of the militants who took part in killing them. Fire was still coming out of apartments as we reached right after the elimination of the last pockets of militants hiding inside. This is how St. Tekla Monastery looks like after the militants' attacks. Heavy damage is clear in all its parts. Even St. Tekla tomb was destroyed. Now, all major towns in Al-Qalamun are secure, making it very difficult for the militants to infiltrate from Lebanon. This behind me is Asal al-Ward, the last town where foreign-backed militants used to be fortified here in Al-Qalamun region in Damascus' northern countryside, close to the Syrian-Lebanese borders. Thus, the Syrian army has ended the battle for Al-Qalamun after eliminating all the militants in the main towns here. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, from Al-Qalamun region, Damascus countryside.